This is John Batchelor, conversation with colleague Cliff May, the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, asking the question why the Ayatollah leading the IRGC has not come to the rescue, relief, or support of Nasrallah leading Hezbollah, as Hezbollah is suffering wave after wave of attacks by the IAF following the use of that signal that set off the beepers and set off the telephones, taking down a great deal of the leadership in the early days. Why hasn't the Ayatollah stepped in with his vast army and its missiles? Here's Cliff to reason to where we are right now, and it's politics, of course, always politics. More of this tonight.
It's hard to say what he exactly is thinking. He hasn't come to Nasrallah's defense in any way. He hasn't done what he did on April 13th. Then more than 300 missiles and drones were fired at Israel. I think he wants Hezbollah to survive because it's his foreign legion and it protects his regime against Israel. Hard to say. He probably thinks he wants to slow things down because, A, he is trying to finish up his nuclear weapons development project and have nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them, ICBMs. That means deliver them anywhere in the world, threaten the U.S., threaten Europe, threaten Israel, whatever. He wants that. He also probably thinks that, okay, I'm going to bet that a Harris administration will be very friendly to me in come January. And I think I want to save my assets for that. There's a piece yesterday in the Wall Street Journal by Wilmar Gerecht, who works here at FDD, and Ray Takai, who works at the Council on Foreign Relations. And they are longtime analysts of this regime, and they do as good a job as you can do reading the mind of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.